Bennett here on the Steve Gruber Show. So glad you're along for the conversation. We appreciate you being here. Coming up on 10 years, one of our more frequent guests over that decade, my next guest, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. Doctor, good to have you back.
Well, great to talk to you again.
Yeah, we've had lots of conversations over the years, and one of the things that I keep seeing pop up are there's polling numbers out there, and for some reason there seems to be a lot of polling recently about the attitudes towards guns, gun ownership, and all of these things. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we went from a very pro-gun administration to an administration that, though it tries to deny it, is pretty anti-gun, I would say, about the Biden administration. But plenty of new numbers to kind of gauge the attitude of the American public, isn't there?
Yeah, but there have been, just in the last couple of weeks, there have been three big polls by Gallup, Quinnipiac, and Rasmussen. They show a very similar pattern across the surveys. They show that support for stricter gun control has fallen. Gallup and Quinnipiac show that it's fallen by about 15 percentage points over the last 5 years, driven primarily by independents moving against more gun control. Republicans also, but a slighter amount, mainly because they were lower to begin with. The interesting thing, though, is that the gap between Republicans and Democrats has never been as large as it's been in the recent poll. Democrats are continuing to support, more and more of them support stricter gun control. In both the Gallup and Quinnipiac polls, Democrat support for stricter gun control is at 91%. Republicans in the Quinnipiac poll are down to only 13% supported. And when you get into some of the issues that are polled there, it kind of makes you wonder about these claims about Democrats supporting reasonable or common sense gun control. You have 40% of Democrats, for example, support a complete ban on the private ownership of handguns. You have like 80% support a ban on semi-automatic rifles. For handguns, you only have 6% of Republicans support a complete ban on handguns.
Right.
And
do you think, John, that part of this shift, because to me, I mean, you see the defund the police mentality. You see the mobs ruling in Portland or Minneapolis and several other places. You saw it throughout 2020. Do you think that's, you talk about the independents shifting away from gun control. I have got to believe that plays into it. I think that law-abiding citizens, if they don't think the police are going to come, if they call 911, it says, well, then I'm going to be a responsible individual and protect myself. I mean, it has to have an effect, doesn't it?
I agree with you. I mean, a lot of people support the police, but they see that the police aren't being allowed to do their jobs, that prosecutors aren't prosecuting violent criminals. It's the same reason why you've seen the big increase in gun sales and concealed carry permits. I mean, this year we've seen over a 2 million person increase in the number of concealed carry permits in the United States, and that's on top of the fact that we now have 21 states where you don't even need to have a permit. But most interesting is the change in composition of who has permits. The growth rate for permits for women is twice the rate for men. The growth rate for permits for blacks is twice the growth rate for whites. I think a lot of people who may have even previously been liberal or independents are coming to appreciate the importance of them being able to go and defend themselves more.
Well, and right. And you also see a fair number of people that have moved away from the cities. Therefore, you see this big movement during the pandemic, people moving to the country more and more. Well, a lot of those folks know the police are farther away and harder to get close. I wonder, though, as I look at everything going on, if gun control will play much of a role in the upcoming elections of 2022. So many other things are going on, but a lot of it has to do with government restrictions and mandates and edicts. And so I wonder if that's also kind of pushing that pro-gun mentality of, I don't want the government pushing me around. And I think maybe that plays into it a bit as well.
Right. Well, one of the things that comes out in these surveys is the gap between people who live in rural areas and more urban areas in terms of their views for more gun control. There have been some pundits that have pointed out one of the reasons that you see these 80-plus percent votes for Republicans in Virginia in the recent election that they had. I mean, there's like 40 counties or 45 counties where they got over 75% of the vote for the Republicans. And some pundits anyway are claiming that their reading of the local polls indicates that gun control pushed by the Democrats there in Virginia was one of the reasons why you saw such a massive defection of kind of blue-collar type workers who live in those areas from voting for Democrats. You know, whether or not that plays out on a broader basis, I don't know. But it's the amount of rules that the Biden administration's trying to push through. You know, it's hard to read those in any other way, I think, than they want to abolish private gun ownership. I mean, look at Biden's nominee for controller of the currency.
Right.
She wants to go and engage in what she calls debanking of what she calls suboptimal industries, which include not only the oil industry, but includes firearm makers and sellers. I mean, try to go and run a company without having somebody be able to handle the credit cards for your customers or lines of credit or check cashing or all the
or
other
any
things
of it.
That financial, right?
Yeah.
And then you have Biden's so-called zero-tolerance policy towards rogue gun dealers. You know, nobody wants licensed dealers to secretly sell guns out of the back of their store to criminals, but that's not what's being talked about here. They're saying that, you know, they're going to be looking at 15 years of paperwork. If there's one mistake, no matter how trivial or inconsequential, it means the loss of one's license and the end of one's business there.
Right, destroy people for a simple mistake, yeah.
A trivial, tiny, no matter how tiny
clerical
it is.
Yeah, clerical.
Right, and so if you're selling, you know, if you're dealing with anyone that's any reasonable size and they're selling thousands of guns over 15 years, I mean, I've talked to dealers. They say, you know, the possibility that they're going to make one mistake over that period of time. You know, of course, there's going to be one mistake. Did it matter in terms of anything? No. But, I mean, that was the battle over the nominee that Biden had for Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So he's trying to use the regulatory apparatus to put gun makers and gun sellers out of business in many ways, and those are just two of the types of regulatory changes they're trying to put through.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you allow people like Bernie Sanders or AOC or this comptroller for the currency, avowed communists, honestly, to get control of any of the levers of power. Dr. John Lott, you can always find out more at crimeresearch.org. crimeresearch.org. New articles, new interviews, new information all the time. Doctor, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.